music to warm the heart, notes from here and there. That's Floretta and your musical scrapbook.
Hello, this is Floretta. Today's bit of wisdom for your scrapbook comes from a booklet entitled Stray Thoughts and was compiled by J.A. Rosenkranz. A wise mother's prayer. May my son grow up to be great enough to achieve world fame and big enough not to be conscious of his greatness. And so opens your Tuesday morning edition of your musical scrapbook. Brought to you this morning through the courtesy of E.Z. Sauce and E.Z. Pie Crust Mix. Two magical, miracle working time savers. But first, before I tell you about these products, a melody. A melody that is more than a charming waltz of a proud people. It is the cry of the Viennese waiting and working. Working for that day when their country again will be free. Pie crust you ever made. I know I do. I remember so vividly. I followed the instructions to the letter, blended the flour and the shortening, just the right amount of water, rolled it out so carefully, popped it in the oven. And the result? Well, I'm afraid it was a good, sturdy leather sole for my shoes. Yes, pie crust sounds very easy to make, but it's tricky and unpredictable. As of today, however, even the youngest bride with no cooking experience at all can be sure of pleasing her new husband with a traditional, flaky, tender pie crust that Mother used to make. You see, all you need is one package of Easy Pie Crust Mix. The ingredients are all blended, ready to use. Simply add water and roll out for a tender, delicate, flaky pie crust. And incidentally, Easy Pie Crust Mix has been tested and approved by eminent, nationally known home economists. You'll find so many uses for Easy Pie Crust Mix. Toppings for chicken and meat pies, fruit tarts, delicious risoles. The list is endless. And, well, for dressing up leftovers for company, it's really one of the handiest products you can have on your pantry shelf. No fuss, no bother, no doubt as to the results with Easy Pie Crust Mix. Buy a package from your grocer today. Peace flows over the troubled heart as the moonlight paints the night with silver, the Moonlight Sonata. Have you ever thought how much there is to see in life as we stroll down the streets or, ride along the highways? For instance, the somber face of some old woman in Alvera Street here in Los Angeles, tragic and wise. Her empty bottles leaning in a doorway. Sunlight slanting down through an alley with a company of gray pigeons with red feet sliding down through that light. Palm leaves etched against a night sky, black and moving with the wind. Voices in argument, voices warm with love, voices saying nothing. A lean derelict of a cat digging in a garbage can, its ears torn and battered from too much living. The market with its colorful fruits and vegetables. Oh, yes, there are so many things to see in this world of ours, if we will but look. Not such important things, perhaps, but how much interest and color they give to our day. We can pick up beauty and human interest in windfalls every day in the street, if we will but look. Why don't you try it sometime? I promise you, it'll change your mood from low to high gear.
The park one day in the very month of May, I was taken by surprise by a pair of roguish eyes. In a moment my poor heart was stole away. A smile was all she gave to me. Of course we were as happy as can be. I immediately raised my hat, and finally she remarked, I never shall forget the lovely afternoon I met her at the fountain in the park. I immediately raised my hat, and finally she remarked, I never shall forget that lovely afternoon I met her at the fountain in the park.
I immediately raised my hat, and finally she remarked, I never shall forget the lovely afternoon I met her at the fountain in the park, park, park. Strolling through
the park one day. And now, let's bring up the subject of galoshes and combine them with suede shoes. I guess we've all found out that galoshes are not altogether kind to suede shoes. However, when it rains, galoshes are in order. So, to fortify you against our next rainy day, here's a hint. When wearing galoshes over suede shoes, you can protect the shoes by slipping over them an old stocking top. And you'll find that this also makes it easy to slip the galoshes on and off. Our music continues now, appropriately enough, with Stormy Weather.
Thank you.
long has it been since you served applesauce to your family? You know, it's rather odd, isn't it, how we, will overlook a particular dish and neglect to serve it. And I think we do that especially when there's some fuss and bother involved in preparing the dish. Now, applesauce, for instance. First, we have to buy the apples. They have to be peeled. They have to be cored. They have to be cut into pieces and then slowly cooked. Well, friends, wouldn't you like to know how to be able to serve applesauce without going to all this trouble? Well, I'll tell you. Buy a package of EZ sauce from your grocer. Simply add water, sweeten to taste, simmer a few minutes, and the result is a full quart of delicious applesauce, all ready to serve with ham, chicken, or pork, or for use in pies, puddings, and cakes. And then, too, use EZ applesauce as a spread on bread. Requires no ration points, you know, and the children simply love it. And what a time saver and treat you have in store for you when you combine EZ pie crust mix with EZ applesauce to make a French apple pie. You'll find the directions for French apple pie right on the package of EZ pie crust mix. And now, here is something special. And it has to do with Christmas. Cranberries are scarce this year. You can stretch them by making sauce of half cranberry and half EZ applesauce. The flavor is delightful. Try it. Remember, EZ sauce and EZ pie crust mix. Get them from your grocer today. Beautiful melody, such as Rudolph Frimmel created for Rosemarie, lives on long after the show's over. Right now, it's the lyric loveliness of Indian Love Call that comes singing across the years. poem that I'm going to read for you today must be tucked away in many a scrapbook, bureau drawer, wallet, or wherever it is you hoard those thoughts that reach down into your heart. It was written by Patience Strong, entitled Faith. If you stand very still in the heart of a wood, you will hear many wonderful things. The snap of a twig and the whir of invisible wings. If you stand very still in the turmoil of life and wait for a voice within, you will be led down the quiet ways of wisdom and peace in a world of chaos and din. And if you stand very still and hold to your faith, you will get all the help that you ask. You will draw from the silence the things you need, hope and courage and strength for your task. If you'd like to have a copy of the poem that I just read, its title was Faith, and please don't hesitate to ask because it's really my pleasure to send the copies along to you. And do remember, friends, when you buy your package of Easy Sauce and Easy Pie Crust Mix, I would like to suggest that you also stock your pantry shelf with their other time savers, We have EZ Chili Mix, true south of the border flavor. EZ Brown Gravy Mix. One package makes a pint of flavorful gravy. And try also EZ Noodle Soup Mix. You can buy any and all of these EZ products at your grocer's. Until tomorrow, goodbye, and thank you for being with me.
You have been listening to Floretta and Your Musical Scrapbook. Be with her again tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday at 11, for more music to warm the heart and her daily household hint and verse for your scrapbook, which is yours for the asking.